At Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb Area community does not end with the heat. The warmth of their local hometown service endures all year long. Kohler Propane provides service to residential, commercial, industrial, and agricultural uses, with service only a local company can provide. Kohler Propane serves customers throughout the entire Thumb Area, with locations in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Kohler's is large enough to provide competitive propane pricing, yet small enough to treat each customer personally. Ask Kohler Propane about their pre-buy, price cap, and budget programs. Call 1-888-950-7975 or go to getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
If you're tired of low crop prices and grain quality issues and you want to keep more money from your operation, contact DS Services right away. They're your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and grain handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. From minor repairs to complete new facilities, DS Services does it all. They have a huge parts inventory, provide quality millwright services, and their three cranes can handle any truss job or other lifting need. For your grain storage needs and more, call 989 872-3318, 989-872-3318, or visit dsservicesinc.com.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network being powered by Anger Valley Services. As the Sandusky Redskins are rolling into Harbor Beach to take on the Pirates in a Greer Thumb East showdown, Clark Ramsey and John Mooney courtside at midcourt on press row here from Harbor Beach as we are ready for an East battle. The Sandusky Redskins enter tonight at 7-7 overall. They have not lost in 23 days, but they also have not played a game in 14 days. They're 4-3 in the Greater Thumb East. All three losses came in a 7-day period, each 7 points or less. They are coached by Tristan Pennington in his 7th year at the helm. He's gone 63-86 over that time, 42%, with only 2 winning seasons in the last 6 years. On offense, Sandusky is scoring 47.2 per game. That's the 11th best in the Greater Thumb Conference, or better known as the 4th worst, and it's 4 points less than Harbor Beach per game. On defense, Sandusky is giving up 47.9. That's 4th best defense in the Greater Thumb Conference and 3 points less than the Pirate defensive average. Average margin of victory, though, is in the red by 0.7 of a 0.7-tenths, and that puts them in the middle of the pack at number 8 of the 14 teams. Things were not looking good for the first 2 games of Sandusky's season. They lost to USA by 26 and then to Lakers by 12. But then they rattled off 4 straight victories from December 3rd to the 14th to get to 4-2 on the season. But then they followed that up with a 5-game losing streak, falling to 4-7. But luckily for the Redskins, they were able to bounce back again with 3 more wins since January 18th.
Isn't that how it's been? I mean, things have been going in spurts for Sandusky. And Valley, even with all that happening, they find themselves 1 game behind. Let's face it, a quick-changing landscape of the Greater Thumb Conference East.
Sandusky has only had 2 games canceled in the past week, and those were their only 2 games. So the last time they took to the court was January 25th, 14 days ago. Now, John Mooney, let's take a look inside the Redskin huddle.
Well, Coach Tristan Pennington, in this second meeting, his Sandusky Redskins are led by seniors Ben Krieger, Trenton Lee, Jack Sheridan, a junior, Tyler Nelson on the inside, sophomore Zach Franzel, and Matt Carlson. And those two are good ones. Now, the Redskins, they hurt their opponents by mostly going inside. That is their strength, I believe. And it's also Krieger and Franzel that will make defenses pay if they ever forget the outside because they will hit a tray on them. The Redskins are very athletic. They're very capable. And don't let their record fool you. I mean, again, they're only 1 game behind in the East, and I think they're hungry.
Ira Beach won the first matchup with Sandusky this season back on January 11th in Sandusky, 57-54, and we'll see how they fare tonight, and it tips off in just 11 minutes. It's time for a short break on the WLW Sports Network. Up next, we'll be discussing the Ira Beach Pirates, so keep you locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
In 1948, Burton Ramsey opened Ramsey Funeral Home at the corner of 4th and State Street in Harbor Beach. Since then, technology and modern conveniences have changed the way we live. But one thing that cannot be replaced by a smartphone is at Ramsey Funeral Home. It's still our family serving yours. A family business spanning three generations, from Burton to now Warren and Ryan Ramsey, with the same values as when we opened our doors over 70 years ago. For more details, go to RamseyFH.com and find out why so many have trusted Ramsey Funeral Home since 1948. That's RamseyFH.com.
I'm Court Gilman from Unionville, Michigan. I've been coming to Moore Motor Sales in Caro for at least 20 years buying my vehicles. What keeps me coming back is their service, their friendly personnel, and the follow-up. They're always behind their product. Personnel at Moore Motor are friendly, and they're there to help you, not them. When you walk through the door, you have a feeling that it's all about you. The customer always comes first at Moore Motor.
You get more at Moore Motors in Carroll, and this week, get any 2018 Jeep Wrangler in stock at Chrysler employee pricing for everyone. Or get any 2018 Ford F-150 in stock with savings up to $18,000 off of MSRP. Must qualify for AZ Ford employee pricing and RCL renewal rebate coming out of a lease into retail purchase. See dealer for details. So why are people just like you going out of their way to come to Moore Motors in Carroll to buy their new vehicle? Because Moore Motors in Carroll goes out of their way to serve you. It's that simple.
You really do get more at Moore Motor Sales.
Let me guess. Your New Year's resolution is already long gone, and you're right back where you started, if not further behind. But here's the deal. Shure has 11 family medicine providers spread across Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, and Elkton. All you need to do is call up one of our clinics, and we'll take care of the rest. And here are the numbers even, so you have no excuse. For Paul Skedden and Brenna Kretschmer in Sebring, 989-883-9656. Pigeon, that's Lori Hanselman, Lois Booms, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagros, and Sheena Dom, 453-2141. In Caseville, Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold, 856-3449. And in Elkton, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf, you can call 375-2214. Or if you're bad with numbers, you can just go to sure.org and click on the Providers tab at the very top. It's that simple. You told yourself 2019 was going to be your year. Let's get it going together. That's sure.org and click on Providers at the top. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLW Sports Network's presentation of Greater Thumb East Basketball from Harbor Beach as they're taking on the Sandusky Redskins. Clark Ramsey and John Moon with your call tonight from courtside. And the Harbor Beach Pirates are 8-6 so far in the season. Last year at the same time, they were 7-7, so one game ahead of last year's pace. They're 6-2 in the Greater Thumb East. That's already tying the last 2 years' divisional win totals in each of those seasons already. They're coached by Ron Rubel. At the helm for 26 years, going 119-49 in just the last 8 years, winning 70% of all games. On offense, they score 51.4 per game. That's fourth best in the Greater Thumb Conference and the most productive offense in the Greater Thumb East. On defense, though, they're the fifth worst in the Greater Thumb Conference, allowing over 51 points per game. In the average margin of victory, just 1/10 of a point in the red, and that's middle of the pack of the Greater Thumb Conference. An extended football season made for a slow start for the Pirates this year. By the time Christmas rolled around, Harbor Beach found themselves in a 2-4 hole. But since January 4th, the Orange and Black have put together 6 wins and 8 tries, which has catapulted them into the front of the race of the Greater Thumb East standings.
There's just one little glitch, though, Clark, is that Sandusky, the opponent tonight, has won more road games than Harbor Beach has won at home. And that is a big factor.
With a win tonight, Harbor Beach would remain in first place in the East standings, still tied with KPAC, depending on how their bout with Ubley goes this evening. But now, John Moon, let's take a look at the roster of the 8-6 Harbor Beach Pirates.
Well, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are led by the Yon brothers.